Welcome, everyone. This is Deacon Mike from the Deacon Five, and this is the Daily Gospel Reflection for Friday, March the 28th of the third week of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapters 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, He is one and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." No one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The reflection. At the time of Jesus, there were more than 600 Mosaic commandments. In today's gospel, we hear how one of the scribes asked Jesus a legitimate question. The scribe had good intentions, was seeking the truth, and wanted to know which of all of these commandments was the first or the greatest. Jesus responded by quoting the Shema Israel, which is a prayer that Jesus knew. This prayer is from the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, Israel's great confession of faith. Then Jesus adds a second great commandment of loving your neighbor as yourself. The Ten Commandments and all the Jewish law is based on these commandments. The Shema Israel prayer is the centerpiece of the prayer services of the Jewish faith. Jesus reveals the heart of our faith, which is love, love for God and love for others. These commandments are inseparable. If we truly love God, that love must flow into how we treat others. Love is a commitment to seek the good of others. As Catholic Christians, we are called to love God, to love ourselves and each other as given life by God. If we obey these two commandments, we will not have to worry about all the other thou shalt not commandments. Protestant theologian John Wesley provided a wonderful description on how one might obey these commandments. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. The action for the day. At the beginning of Lent, we were given the three pillars of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Consider how our love for ourselves and for our neighbor and love for our neighbor might be brought into better practice through our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. I encourage you to please visit Deacon 5 website to explore our reflections, find out more about the deacons who share these reflections, and learn about other ways to deepen our daily walk of faith as a follower of Christ. And may the Lord be with you. And may God continue to bless and protect you and your loved ones. And may God give you peace. And may the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.